Chapter 1. I'd been demoted and was shoveling slide back and minding my own business when they found Dwayne Mays' body in a pile of gob. This was up in Coulterville at a coal mine called Nighthawk, last of the great old Randolph County mines, and one of the few remaining great collieries in the Illinois downstate. A young guy called Ham Body, you guess why, tripped over Mays in the dark and went down, headfirst and hard, into a Sandvik dual boom roof bolter, and half an hour or so worth of what I'm sure were uneasy dreams. When Ham Body finally came to, he raised the alarm, and soon a great and calamitous ruckus was spreading its way through the work area. Ham Body to Plotter, Plotter to Bunny, Bunny to a guy called Neil, despite that his name wasn't Neil, and from there outward until insane Wayne called it up to the surface with his characteristic restraint. Miners are dramatic sorts, you see, and sometimes the difference between a coal mine and an opera house seems not very much. Adding to it, this was shortly after that bad union business in Wolf Creek, where in the heat of a picket somebody, Neil maybe, got his asshole in a knot and threatened to strangle a local reporter. When they discovered that Dwayne Mays had a mini recorder wrapped round his neck and a notepad stuffed in his mouth, someone said, well, they got one. And then the cops came. It'll sound heartless, maybe, but I didn't dwell on it over much or stay to catch the show. Like with most days, I had plenty on my mind. I was raising a daughter basically on my own, and there were mountains of bills to pay and trouble to stay out of. The bills never ebbed, and trouble was everywhere and mostly the same. But the daughter was always changing and keeping me on my toes. Mostly, though, I never wanted to hang around the mine longer than necessary. The Nighthawk paid okay, I guess, but the work bit the big one, and I hated it like poison. Coal mining is terrible work, generally, but the Nighthawk had driven the union out 20 years earlier, and the mine had gone from a reasonably decent place to make a living to like something out of a nightmare. The leash was off, and as long as everyone met their load requirements, they were free to do all kinds of malevolent and stupid shit down there. There wasn't anybody left to spank their behinds or say boo. The result was a kind of industrial slapstick. Hands were lopped off wrists, bodies fried by electrical currents, heads were crushed like melons under falling rock. A couple years back, I had the misfortune of seeing a miner killed by his own trench digger. The rig's cable got hung up in a trolley wire gap, and this guy, we called him Putzy, climbed down to move his nip across the gap and restart the digger. And restarted he did. But he was standing in front of it now, and the machine lurched forward suddenly and ran him over and cut off his leg. That's coal mine work these days. Shoveling slideback is maybe the worst job in the mine, but I'd mouth off once or twice too often to one of the less forgiving shift bosses and lost my roof bolter. Slideback is what they give you when they want you to quit. It's a punishment. The Nighthawk was what's called a longwall mine. And in a longwall mine, what you have is basically a giant shearing machine that bites apart the coal seam and sends the pieces up a conveyor belt into daylight. Problem is, as the coal is traveling up, water is rushing down from the surface. Water is almost always rushing into a coal mine from someplace, and it washes the coal off the belt and into the empty space beneath the system. Your job, when you're shoveling slideback, is to scoop out that wet muck and throw it back on the belt, at which point it comes down again. It's a little like being one of those characters in Hades from Greek myth, but without the fun or glamour. I shoveled out my shift until the cops and bosses came through and hustled us from the work area. The cop in charge was a big guy with graying hair and soft eyes, I guess you'd say. I don't know how else to describe them. The rest of him didn't look so soft, but he was a rural cop and that was to be expected. He took my name and asked what I'd seen, which was nothing really, and then he let me go. I went out and rode the 1,000 feet to the surface and hurried across the colliery to the shower house. You had to hurry, or you ended up waiting in a line that stretched to China and back. I hung my pit clothes on the meat hook above the stall and turned on the steam. I'd made it just in time, and in another moment there was a line out the door of miners waiting with their towels and pumice soaps and shakers of Comet. Once coal mine grit gets in you, it doesn't come out easy. You have to fight it, but eventually the grit wins. Nobody that day was too interested in grit. There was a corpse in the coal mine, so they wanted to talk about that, and so they did. They were buzzing. It was almost like Christmas, but with murder. Mays, someone said his name was, Dwayne Mays, a journalist. I'd never heard of him. I finished my shower and got out of the way for the next guy. I dressed and went out to my bike and rode south to meet my daughter and Peggy.